Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Many Haitian communities in Greater Boston are welcoming new arrivals since January's earthquake in Haiti. The influx of new immigrants has created a challenge for some school districts. In Brockton, where Haitian immigrants make up about 10% of the population, more than 80 new students from Haiti have enrolled in public and private schools this year. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff reports.
Thousands of miles away from the rubble in Port-au-Prince, 12-year-old Angela Ozaris is in a uniform at Trinity Catholic Academy in Brockton, and she is really not enjoying winter.
Je déteste la neige.
I hate the snow, she says. She doesn't like getting bundled up with a jacket and scarves to keep warm. But that's the only thing she complains about in her new life in Brockton with her mother.
J'aime les enfants, j'aime les élèves.
She says she loves her new friends and school, but she goes from animated to sad when she recalls the day of the earthquake. She was buried under her classroom in Port-au-Prince, but her dad was able to pull her free. As a tear rolls down her cheek, she explains how her grandfather was trapped under the rubble at home and died from his injuries. The five new Haitian students at the middle school, Trinity Academy, all have similar stories, says Principal Cynthia Dunn McNally.
The boy who was in sixth grade came and registered with his stepmother, who said, and this touched me most of all, he was only under the rubble for 8 hours. And I think that drove home the magnitude of what this was like.
These new students are creating a shockwave of their own in the Brockton public schools. So far, 84 have arrived since February. They don't have their school records or vaccination papers. Many are homeless and living with relatives. 23 new students came to Ashfield Middle School, enough to fill a classroom. But the school hasn't budgeted or planned for a new classroom mid-year, so the kids are squeezed in with the rest of the students, says Principal Barbara Lovell.
Bilingual classes typically are smaller in size than some of the other classrooms. And so when you take a class and the change in the class goes from 15 to 24, or to one of our classes went from 20 to 36, it really makes a crowding issue.
You can see the crowding in this bilingual sixth grade math class, where as many as 8 students share a table that used to have only 2.
Now, I want you to copy this table.
The school can't afford to hire another teacher, so special education teachers and others are asked to come into the classroom. Minoche Guerrier is a Haitian math teacher who's helping out. She says the new students have a lot of potential.
A number of them speak English. They don't need translations, so they come here very ready to learn.
Other cities and towns with Haitian populations are also seeing new students. Public schools in Randolph have 36 new students. Somerville has 7. Boston Public Schools don't know how many new Haitians have arrived because it hasn't had a huge effect on enrollment. Principal Lovell says the Haitians arriving now are from wealthy families.
These students are coming from the very best schools in Haiti and are extremely well prepared to succeed. I don't think of the new students who have arrived, any of them have missed a homework assignment since they've come.
3 boys from 1 private school in Port-au-Prince have enrolled in Ashfield Middle School. One of them is 13-year-old Felipe Eli. His parents sent him to Brockton to live with his uncle because his school was destroyed.
They don't want me to see all those people dying, and they want me to continue with life.
So he continues his life, without his parents, in a new country, speaking a new language, in a new school. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.